floor is yours.
Thank you for the floor, Chair. Jamaica delivers this statement on behalf of the CARICOM Group and at the outset aligned with the statements delivered on behalf of the G77 and China and to be delivered by GRULAC. The CARICOM Group views the Trade and Development Report 2024, Rethinking Development in the Age of Discontent, as a timely publication, as it appropriately encapsulates the need for collaborative efforts to achieve sustainable development in all its dimensions, particularly given the uncertainties in the global economy. We acknowledge and affirm the realities that developing countries face, having to grapple with multiple ongoing shifts in trade and economic landscape, owing to the disruptive effects of emerging and frontier technologies, such as artificial intelligence, the challenges to resource-constrained states from the green transition, and the impact of financial innovation and the related need for urgent reform of the global economic and financial systems. These factors, coupled with the ongoing geopolitical tensions and their associated exogenous effects and shock, further exacerbate the widening economic divide. With the current pace of the next global growth wave, it is evident that, if corrective measures are not implemented, the global South will be left behind. In the Caribbean, the impact of economic fragmentation amidst this transformation of the global economy is evident. The reality is that developing countries are lacking the requisite capacity, resources, and infrastructure to keep up with the very dynamic and rapidly evolving global economy, and are further marginalized by the unique vulnerabilities that we must also overcome while attempting to keep on track with trade and development targets. These challenges can be mitigated through increased collaboration involving sustained and well-coordinated North-South, South-South, and triangular cooperation, and that engender a more inclusive and interdependent approach to ensuring that all countries reap the benefits of the new dimensions of the global economy. In this regard, we commend UNCTAD for identifying and capturing the key challenges that we face, as reflected through the core themes of a new attainable standard for the global economy, structural changes in trade and trade policy, the emergence of the service economy, the potential of South-South trade, and the quest by developing countries to access more affordable long-term development finance. While we will not elaborate on the findings of each of these core themes in the report, it would be remiss of the group not to draw attention to the recommendations therein. We therefore call on UNCTAD to continue its valuable efforts in supporting developing countries to enhance their policy interventions and approaches through technical assistance and capacity building to, among other things, build out industrial policies to facilitate the necessary structural transformations, take better advantage of global trade dynamics to benefit from more favorable trade and financing arrangements, mitigate the risks of rising protectionism to ensure consistent and adequate access to global markets, enable greater productivity by going beyond manufacturer-led exports, facilitate the creation of long-term diversification, redistribution, and financial regulation for development strategies, and greater focus on financial governance, as well as trade and industrial policies that ensure sustainability. In closing, we remain committed to engaging with UNCTAD, drawing on previous work and enhancing ongoing work to inform the way forward in keeping with the organization's work plan for the future. I thank you.